My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin is trying to keep his scammer Han from talking about money. It might take some dinner, so listen and enjoy.
Well, to be honest with you, I barely even talked to those. I told you I added maybe they would patronize my goods. We ain't talking because I bare have time to talk. I just imagine as a little close we are on here, but still could nor talk for a few days because of this issues I'm having. English has left the building.
I was just going to say, what language are we speaking?
Besides money, English is a casualty of this situation.
Because I was understanding half of what you said.
I go, what do you mean as little close as we are on here?
Yeah.
She goes, LOL, yes, because we're just planning of meeting together. What would you be doing this weekend? Pile of leaves.
I saw you had an
Sucktober.
Eye on, you had your eye on that cone.
I most certainly did. When Joe says play in traffic, my nipples get hard. I go, yes, but you said you will kick my ass. That is not close. That is scary. I have a show on Saturday. So then we talk at 1:20 on October 16th.
Wait a second. You're having an affair with Scary Spice? Is that what's going on here?
What?
She wants to kick your ass all the time.
Oh, okay. LOL. She goes, LOL, I'm not going to get that ass kicked anymore. Seems I won, and my words are being scary. Smile. I would love to be in your show, dear. Before she was saying she didn't like that. She thought I was using her as part of the show, like making fun with her. But now she wants to be part of the show.
Oh, well,
she's
remember
in.
Her saying that.
I go, nope, I won. In my show, are you a comedian? I get 2 crying emojis. Did you just find out? I go, LOL, I thought you were an importer of skin products and a ninja. I had no idea of your third job. Keeping a light here. Keeping a light.
Yeah.
She goes, LOL, not only a ninja, I also fight kung fu and wrestling. I go, I'll wrestle you. She goes, smile. Let me just keep quiet. I think she meant quiet.
Yeah.
Don't want to unleash my dragon till we meet, and then I get like a one-eyed octopus and 3 pussycats.
Well, that sounds exciting and slippery. I'm not sure what that means in porn lingo, but...
So then I go, tell me about this dragon emoji you speak of. She gives me a crying smiley face, a sideways crying smiley face, another crying smiley face. Yes, guess I'm making you scared again. I go, nah, I'm the dragon slayer. You won't breathe, and I put a fire emoji. You will purr like a kitty, and I put a cat emoji.
Oh, good.
She goes, Mr. Dragon Slayer, I guess we will wait till then. Keeping this shit light. I don't want to talk about money.
Right.
She goes, indeed. I go, indeed, my multi-talented and scary friend. She goes, LOL, I will get back to you soon while I try to figure out my issues here, dear. Kiss
what
emoji.
What business person has 1 credit card?
This one.
No.
Again, you doubt. I don't like that.
No, I'm sorry. I'm not a big-time businesswoman like her. I what do I know?
You are not. I go, a kiss. We've improved from a hug, big smiley face. You already listed your prize. Guess you would never forget about it, she said. I go, well, at the time, you were threatening bodily harm. I figured if I asked for a kiss, you would bite my tongue off.
Oh!
Wow,
somebody was already doing
ironic.
Their homework. Yeah. That's weird.
That's what I do. I do shit in October just for it so I can call back to it in February. That's what I. That's the type of level comedy I'm working on.
That was really wild.
It most certainly was. She goes, and I might eat you up with the hug. And then she puts, like, a scary monster face.
Mwah.
That's a really weird tactic she's using over and over again.
Yeah, that's all right. I go, and here I thought it was the man that usually did the eating. What did you give me that look for?
Nothing. I was just wondering on what level you meant that.
She goes, smile. You're like a fucking pig. I thought that was clear. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Sorry for doubting you and your pigliness.
Okay. She goes, smile. You made me mute. I go, very hard to do. I win. She goes, you approved the winning yourself, not from the both of us. I go, will I be taking you to lunch? She goes, yes, after the show. I go, that would be dinner, dear. That would make it a date. Speechless again? She goes, okay, I agree with you. Just had to think about something. I go, you agree that it would be a date? She goes, with the dinner after show. Why do you want me to expose my yes? Is that what we're calling them now? Pip, do me a favor. Show me your yes.
Yes. Oh, not that.
That's not what I thought it would be. I go, LOL, I will clean it up. Han, may I take you out to dinner? She goes, still keeping my yes. Don't want to come out soon. I go, what do you mean? She goes, okay, I mean yes. I go, good. I am glad. Don't worry. I will be a gentleman. I won't eat you.
Well, that's not a gentleman.
She goes, smile, thanks, gentlemen. Well, she thinks so. I go, of course, I'm not a total creep. Big smiley face. She goes, okay. I go, don't believe me? She goes, I do. I go, good. I do have a dilemma. I do still technically have a girlfriend.
Wait. Had you introduced this before?
I'd mention it.
Okay.
She goes, don't really bother about it.
Ah, she doesn't care.
I go, you do not care? What an odd time to go silent.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.